We must value the things that we have in our life. Valuing even silly things led us to live a rewarding life. Let's go through a story of two friends. Two friends were walking through the desert. During some point of the journey, they had an argument, and one friend slapped the other one in the face. The one who got slapped was hurt, but without seeing anything or out in the sand. Today, my best friend slapped me in the face. They kept on walking until they found an oasis where they decided to take a bath. The one who had been slapped got stuck in the mire and started drowning, but the friend saved him. After he recovered from the near drowning, he wrote on a stone, "Today my best friend saved my life." The friend who had slapped and saved his best friend asked him, "After I hurt you, you wrote in the sand, and now you write on a stone. Why?" The other friend replied, "When someone hurts us, we should write it down in the sand where winds of forgiveness can erase it away. But when someone does something good for us, we must engrave it in stone where no wind can ever erase it." Like this, it's much easier to hold a grudge when you feel wronged, but never close your hearts to forgiveness. Sometimes we are all too consumed with our emotions that we are temporarily blinded by hate or grief. Negative emotions will only bring you down. Letting go of the past and valuing the people that love you is the best way to live a rich, rewarding life.